From the social media lounge, who is killing it right now.
Hey, do either of you think you could help me set up a podcast? No. Belly's best line. Lowers sunglasses, flashes blue eyes. How you doing?
That's pretty good. Social media lounge is popping off. One woman, one wheel says Belly did it right. Basically, anything else is creepy. And then a lot of people are just agreeing with her. That is true. You can't just go in there and just say, hey, ladies. Potts is right. You got to latch on to something. You got to latch on to it, Potts.
I hear ya.
He's like, yeah, I know. Okay, latch start on. The show.
Start the show, LaCoug.
All right, so I'm very proud of you for going down there. It was one of those thongs, too, that wasn't a thong, but it wasn't a regular back of the butt.
Her whole ass was out.
Her whole ass was out, dude. I'm not just talking under butt. I'm talking side butt, under butt, over butt. It was nice.
This is why poor Potts having, oh, man. Having a daughter would be very stressful.
Yeah, it is probably going
to
be stressful.
Did we really just have to make that transition?
Well, let me take you here, then. Let's take you here. Because I don't really know if I want to end on this, but Belly's right. You probably saw that we named this Preach or Don't. And we don't have to do 20 minutes on this. But Potts, dude, you might have lost your shit.
You would have lost.
You probably would have.
No, there's no might about it. Potts would have lost his shit about this.
I got a phone call from somebody that you don't need the context for. All you need to know is that everybody... this person is not in my life. Okay. It's not like a relative or a friend. It's an acquaintance. Let's put it that way. Okay. That's all you need to know. This is an acquaintance, not somebody that I talk to often. Okay.
Right.
Belly, in just one word, can you give me the emotion of what you were feeling when I hung up? One word.
No, wow. There's so many words.
Can we just go with wow?
Up right there,
yeah, I think that's it.
Wow was, there were points where I was completely floored.
Why don't you take it?
There was a point where I was in a rude way, like, I'm not saying in a rude way, but the stuff she was saying is just unbelievable. Like, the things that she brought up.
We can't do specifics, but yeah, make them up.
The things that she brought up were in line with saying, like, I basically watched, I put all my, all the people I know into a house and burned it down.
That's pretty much how she put it. She was like, listen, you better do your rosaries.
And it caught on fire and burned down, and now everyone I know is gone.
You better do your rosaries, okay? I need you to start going to church, and I'm not talking about a liberal church. You need to go in a nice, conservative, old-school church. You need to start saying your rosaries.
Don't find a lib priest because you will...
Don't find a liberal priest who's into all that wacky shit. Make sure that you find a normal, conservative priest...
A nice, normal priest that molests children.
Okay, now that's the easy joke, which, yes, it's true. You could take it that way. But, dude, then she started saying, like, because let me tell you something. Everything in my life lately has gone wrong. We have literally watched a house full of all of our children and our family burn down. It was, like, that intense and specific. It wasn't what she said, but she might as well have. To the point where Belly's face is like, I mean, it's on speakerphone, and then he walked in. So I'm not, I mean, he was, like, listening to this, like, what the fuck is going on? And he made a point. Why is it always the super religious people who seem to be complaining about death all the time?
Not complaining about death. I wouldn't say complaining. It's just like they seem to, like, tragedy seems to find them in bunches where their faith is not just tested, but, like, strained to the absolute max. Because, for someone who's not very religious, I'm someone who just doesn't go out of my way to, like, put mental and effort into religion.
Yeah.
I don't seem to have a lot of struggles with, like, the loss
coping
of
with things
and coping with things.
Yeah, for sure.
But people who are always, like, gung ho about, like, saying, like, the Our Fathers and, like, praying on the rosary and thinking about, like, everything that, like, the consequences that you live your life by to appease a higher power.
Belly, it's based out of fear. It seems to be based out of fear for them. And I'm religious as fuck, dude. I mean, I pray every night.
Can't do it.
Every night. I have no problem saying that. I don't really feel churches because I never felt connected. I grew up Catholic. I did my confirmation. We stopped going to church after a while. I mean, I was in high school. We stopped going to church. But I still pray every single night. So I have no problem with religion or people believing something greater. If that's you, then that's you. And if it's not, then that's not. That's fine. Everybody do your own. But I got a real problem when people start telling me how to do it, that your way is the right way, and then start listing off all these scary reasons why your way is right when you seem to be fucking miserable and I'm fine.
Right. The only thing that's literally keeping you happy at this point is the fact that you're praying.
And shouldn't that make you feel more strong about these coping things to cope with? Like, I don't understand. Potts, do you have any ideas on this?
I mean, I do not believe in any form of religion at all whatsoever. The whole thing is a scam. But I'm not going to talk trash about praying, because I think, you know, although I don't think you're praying to anyone, I think it's like putting the positive thoughts out there, which I am totally all for. And just kind of putting yourself in the mind frame of positivity and, like, you know, the secret, where if you like put it into the universe, it'll come back. So I think that's great. I don't know if anyone's seen The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu. It is jarring. If you haven't seen this show, it's the best show on TV. I'm watching it with a pregnant girlfriend, which is makes it even more insane. If anyone's seen it, you know how crazy it is to be watching this show with a pregnant girlfriend.
Well, what's it about? Is it on religion or what?
It's the most extreme case of how people will use religion to control you. And that's the best version. That's the best summary that I can tell you.
That's exactly what this woman was trying to do. It was control my thoughts by her fear that she was trying to. And she said, let me try to strike some fear into you. She said that.
Yeah.
And then listed off not only watching all of our babies burn in a house, but then four other things equivalently like just tragic.
Yeah, she just listed off like five different tragedies.
Potts, it was like there was an earthquake in my backyard, and then we burned a house full of babies, and then every dog I've ever seen was murdered. It was like, dude.
Okay, but that has nothing to do with religion.
And and then she said, so you better get on your rosary because you never know when this shit's coming to you. Now, the weird thing about that is I went out on a one-wheel ride this morning now. That was yesterday. I went on a one-wheel ride this morning, and there is this old man who walks around. Remember, we have this old folks complex. That's not how to say it. It's a retirement home.
Senior housing.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
It's senior living.
Senior living. It's right off. We share a parking lot for our complex. It's like a sister complex, if you will. And Potts, there's this one guy. We call him King David. His name is David. He literally just walks up and down the street, back and forth, and he waves at every car. Oh, hey. Gosh. He must be 90. He must be 90 years old. It takes him probably a good 10 minutes to walk the 100 feet that's a strip in front of our house. And he just walks, he waves at every car. He sees a car by and he goes, hey, puts his hand out and waves at him. Person that passes him, he stops, gives you a handshake, and he'll talk to you until you start walking away. He is just so happy that he woke up this morning. All he wants to do just live.
Yeah.
It's kind of like borderline scary and also really inspiring, because can you imagine if you actually had the thought, and this is what he said to me. I saw him from a long way away and he knows me as the guy on a one wheel. So anytime he sees me, he goes, hey bro. He literally calls me bro. He's 90 years old. I went to get my coffee. I came back and now he's at the end of the 100 feet. Like, it took him that long to get the 100 feet. And I came past him. I said, David, what's up, man? I give him a fist bump. And he goes, hey, bro, you're looking good today, bud. You're looking good. And I said, you're looking good. Spread. Look at you rolling. Stoke. He is like the coolest 90-year-old man. He calls me bro. And I said, oh, I'll tell you what. It's a beautiful morning, isn't it? And he goes, I'll tell you what. This is the kind of day where you are just glad that you woke up. And he meant it. He meant it. And he said, you never know when you won't. So make sure you take advantage of the day today. Why is everybody continuously telling me that life is going to end soon? So start seizing the day.
Well, strap it on. I mean, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that because he's not really talking about religion. He's talking about appreciating your life, which is always a good reminder. I like hearing that every now and then. And that's not necessarily like talking about death. That's appreciation of life.
I loved it.
That's different.
But is there something, I guess I wanted to talk about it today because
I think Potts is right on that. He's hitting that right on the head. He's more about the appreciation of life, not the fact that you are dying soon.
And that's why everybody in here is on the social media lounge. That's so cute. How cool. That's how we should all live every day.
All be that happy.
The other woman was crazy. This guy is wise. I mean, yeah, see, that's right. You're all over it, you guys. And that's why I wanted to say there's a way of I actually feel that I was on the wrong side of this last show, talking about how I gave the guy the gift of hearing, and I don't like my tone. I listened back to it and I cringed. I don't like my tone because I don't like my tone. I felt like I was very like, look what I did. You can do it too.
It was a great story. Well, it gave me chills up my spine, and I don't think you sounded pretentious in any way. It was a really great story to hear, and it shows what someone does that is passionate about what they do and when they actually give a fuck in comparison to these wedding planners that you work with that aren't even worth their weight. I mean, it's like crazy how it's like you have one job and you are not doing it. And Luch, you have one job and you're doing 45 jobs. So it's like, I very much appreciated hearing that story. And I think anyone that owns a business, you don't even need to own a business to appreciate that story. You just need to be like good at life or want to strive for perfection to appreciate that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
So I have to pile on Potts on this one. So
thank you, Potts.
Over the weekend, I watched Bruce Almighty while you were gone. And then on our quote of the week whiteboard on our fridge,
yes,
I wrote Be the Miracle.
That's true.
And literally you did something that to me qualifies as being a miracle.
Thank
over
you.
The weekend where you just kind of you didn't change someone's life, but what you did was you made an impact. You're like you're a meteor that just smashed the earth and like changed something.
They're going to be talking about that for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
For the rest of their marriage at the very least.
Well, I'm very grateful for the way, I mean, thank you guys. It's really nice of you to say. We've talked about this before, how the littlest things can make a difference. But if you do it the wrong way, for example, if you roll up to a big group of dudes and say, hey, we're all ready to beat some ass. Can you shut that dog up?
Now, on the flip side, that was the greatest story of all time.
Oh, you weren't here for that. Would you like to comment?
If I roll down to the pool.
I mean, I had the pleasure of listening to it in the car on the way to a doctor's appointment. And I was like, oh my God. I was commenting on the social media lounge. It's so funny how someone could be so aware of a situation like the wheelchair situation and so completely fucking oblivious to then the basketball court story.
It was rage. It was rage that was blinding me.
This is like if I walked down to the pool, went up to those girls and say, hey, I saw you from my window and now I'm down here.
Yeah, your tits look great today.
Hey, I just got done being a window jacker. I just figured I'd come down and say thanks.
One question, though. We're all curious. Is that a thong you're wearing or no?
Yeah.
My roommate, he's the one up there with the camera. No, he's not videotaping. He's just zooming in. Don't worry. That would be pervy.
Yeah, he just needed a closer up view of your ass.
Yeah, we weren't sure if it was a thong or not. He's blind. That's all. Oh, my God. They were so hot, dude. So hot. Thank you to everybody in the social media lounge saying very nice things right now. So many people are so uncomfortable around people with disabilities that they're afraid to even engage with them. You were freaking awesome with that dude. That's really nice. Thank you very much. That's true. It's very uncomfortable to be around sometimes, you know, people with special needs or disabilities.
But, you know, on a side note, you did say you gave the guy headphones, which, I mean, I'm assuming were my wireless headphones I still haven't received. So no big deal.
Hey, how's that iPad working out for you, dude?
Where is the iPad? That's another thing. Where's the fucking iPad, asshole?
Tell the people.
Quit telling
Luke. Dude, I have to. Like 3 weeks ago, he's like, hey, what's your address, buddy? I'm going to send you and it's not even like a new iPad. He's like, it's like an iPad 2. And I'm like, all right, well, whatever. It's free. Because
he's used it to jack off like 10 times.
Yeah. And the phone, I have to use this stupid adapter, which is annoying. So I was just stoked to get it because I don't have to use the adapter anymore. And I'm still waiting. And I don't really.
Don't worry, I'll send it as soon as you move out of that address.
Yeah, exactly. Right. When once you buy new headphones, I'll ask you if you need headphones. That's what we'll do. No, dude. I mean, I just want.
Where's the iPad, asshole?
The iPad's coming. I got a new. I got a new phone, and it came with a tablet. And so I said, "All right, well then that means Potts gets my iPad." But for some reason, Belly, I'm really having a tough time putting that in a package. I love that iPad.
Yeah, you've used it. I'm sure you've made love to it multiple times.
I've made love to it many a time.
It's the jerk pad.
It's not a jerk pad. Come on, dude.
It's totally a jerk pad.
It's not a jerk pad.
Keep it. I'm good.
Okay. All right. I'll give you that if you tell me that you've never jerked it on the futon I'm about to sleep on at your place.
Like literally within the last 12 hours.
Okay, so you can enjoy my iPad, asshole.
Change the sheets. You're not gonna like take off the screen.
Yeah. I'll put a new plastic thing on the screen. Sure.
I mean, it goes without saying when you sleep on someone's bed, they've jerked it. I mean, come on.
Belly's got a list in front of him. We wanted to have a little bit of fun with you guys to end the day today.
Well, I want to see where Potts wants to go with this.
Oh no! One woman, one wheel says he just uses the iPad to zoom in on swimmers' asses.
Yeah. Ooh, that would be a good, yeah, you could get a much bigger view. That's a good idea. I've never seen that iPad,
Potts,
I can tell.
Now. Do you have any I'm sure you have some customer pet peeves. You worked in the service industry long enough.
I have one. But the bartending game
is the bartending game creating new ones for you?
Dude, I am not made for hospitality. So we had a Latin night last night. So it's obviously loud AF. I have horrible hearing because I've been in nightclubs for 2 decades.
Yep.
And then you put a sexy Latina accent on it. And I don't know what the hell people are saying, but so I had a bar to myself. I was in the main room and they gave me, it was two bars next to each other, but I was all in by myself. So I'm walking up and down, running the whole length of the bar. And it could take me a good 10 minutes at least to get to someone. And it makes no sense to me where I'm like, I go and it's your turn. And I'm like, what can I get for you? And she's like, oh, I'll take a Modelo. I'm like, I don't have Modelo. Like, the beers that I have are sitting on the bar. I've got Heineken, Dos Equis, and Stella. So I'm like, I don't have Modelo. So she's like, oh, let me ask my boyfriend. So she turns around. Her boyfriend's having a conversation with some other chick. And now they're, like, talking. And I'm like, dude, I have a whole bar. I can't sit and wait for you to do it. So that's one. So then I'm like, I just go right on. I'm like, you can wait till I come back to you. The other one is the guy that wants to split a payment for one fucking drink. And I'm like, he hands me a credit card and $10. And I'm like, are you serious right now, dude? And I'm so now I'm like, oh my God. So, I mean, it's taking forever. Or then there's the declined credit card after I've made the drinks. He's like, do you have an ATM? I'm like, what do you think? I'm going to sit here and hold these drinks. So I take the drinks off the bar, put them on the back bar. Dude, there was at least 5 pet peeves that were happening over and over. I had a guy ordering Modelos multiple times. I'm like, buddy, I just told you I don't have Modelo. I literally just sold you a Dos Equis. He's like, oh, yeah. All right. Well, let me think. All right. Yeah. Okay. I'll do a Dos Equis. Oh, will you? Will you, you fucking asshole?
So I would say that pretty much sums up some of my biggest pet peeves of bartending. I am right on the POTS train with if you were at a bar in general, if I walk up to you after 5 minutes of letting you sit down, relax, and start figuring stuff out, and then I come up to you and you're not ready, be prepared to wait another 5 to 10 minutes.
100%. Yep.
Because guess what? You're in line now. And if you...
Yep.
Skip your spot in line. You don't move to the next spot.
Imagine
back.
If you move to the back of the fucking
that's
line.
The rule. You have to realize.
It, imagine, just think about it when you're at a bar and the bartender finally comes to you. That is your turn on the roller coaster. You don't say, nah, I'll catch the next one.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the dipshits that go stand in line at McDonald's and look at the menu. Like, the menu hasn't changed in 45 years. Yeah, they might have the McRib. The McRib might be back. But if it is, guess what? It's right there. The picture's right fucking there, smack there on the 45 screens they have. Like, you do not stand at McDonald's in line and then when it's your turn, you step back and go,
that's a good question. Let me ask you this. That's a good question. Do you think, has anybody, Social Media Lounge, listening, whatever, have you ever gone to McDonald's not in the mood for a specific thing already?
Even better.
Right? Like, you go to McDonald's because you want a Big Mac or because you want the single cheeseburger or because you want the McRib. Nobody goes to McDonald's and says, all right, I just want McDonald's. Now, what do I want to have today?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's like, it's like, dude, if you're at like maybe Belly's Bar where like maybe you can get a cocktail or something, fine. But you're at a nightclub where like literally someone asked me to make something. A zombie. He goes, can I have a zombie? I go, I don't know what the hell that's what's in it. Can I get you a Long Island iced tea? He goes, yeah, sure. I was like, sweet.
Basically, you got it right. You linked them right into the right spot. Zombie is a clear rum, dark rum, and like some other mix.
I figured stuff. I was close enough with an LIT well, or an adios.
Belly, I got 2 minutes left with the people. What's your biggest pet peeve as a bartender?
Not being ready is one of them, but the other one is just the lack of awareness in general from guests. When you come into a busy bar, like say you walk in with a wedding group and then I get to the first group and they ask me for 4 Moscow mules and I go, you just delayed everyone getting drinks in this bar for another 10 minutes.
You don't say that.
Yeah.
I want to.
Oh, you want? Of course you do.
Of course I do. I'm like, oh, you want 4 Moscow mules? Is it, you sure? You don't want beer right now or
like,
something?
You know, you've got wine? 18 people that just walked in behind you.
Vodka sodas?
I say be ready next time. I mean, I get mad because like I'm not a hotel. Like I don't have to worry about comment cards too much. But like I will say buddy, do you see all these people? And like, oh, people be like, is it my turn yet? And I looked at these girls. I'm like, sweetheart, do you see this whole bar full of people? It's your turn when I get to. I don't give a fuck.
Be ready.
Belly, put it on the poll. When you start a comment with buddy, is the person you're talking to actually your buddy?
No. Well, that's the other.
Listen, buddy.
No.
Hey, guy. Whatever. I ain't your friend. Now, the equivalent here for DJing is coming up to somebody who's DJing and saying, hey, can I ask for a request? And the DJ nicely says, sure. And they say, can you play this song? And he goes, okay, sure. And they go, next.
No.
Get the fuck out of here. Next. Right. I'm in a flow, man. Like, have an awareness of what's going on. This was a lot of fun today. Thank you for everybody who is watching in the social media lounge and who watches later and also listens to the podcast. Matty Potts, get us out of here, brother.
Fuck my life. I turn 40 tomorrow, so there's that. Otherwise, I hope everyone else has a miserable weekend. Oh, that's my alarm. I have to go move my car now, too. Sweet. Kindly go fuck yourselves. I hate everyone.
Wow, that was a fun one. All right, he woke up with, like, on the wrong side of the bed and pulled it together like a GD champ at the ass crack of dawn. So thank you, Matty Potts. Belly, you did a good job today, as always. What do you got left?
For me, I think I'm going to go back to bed. Just right back to belly bed. So, yeah, it's a good time.
Curl up. Enjoy the day. Open those windows. Maybe you'll get a good view out there at the pool. We've had a blast with you guys. We're really not that creepy. We're just trying to make you guys laugh. Have an awesome weekend. We will see you on Tuesday for the Voice of One Wheel. It's Looch Dog in the Morning
at LITMRadio.com.